Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. We're in the midst of an amazing and very powerful time. The patterns of divine love, reverence for all life, and oneness, which are associated with the fifth dimensional frequencies of the new Earth that was birthed on December 22, 2012, are now flowing into the mental and emotional strata of the planet. As awakening humanity reaches up in consciousness and taps into these patterns, everything from the old Earth that conflicts with these patterns is being pushed to the surface to be healed and transmuted back into light. Sometimes this process is really obvious, but sometimes it's confusing and overwhelming. When people feel overwhelmed or afraid, they often revert back to those obsolete patterns of separation and duality that were part of our life experience on the frequencies of the old Earth. These patterns lead to an us-against-them mentality, which is, of course, the opposite of the patterns of oneness associated with the new Earth. So today, I'd like to discuss some of the information that the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth are sharing with us about the fact that separation and duality are illusions, so that we can utilize these powerful gifts that they are giving to us to quickly bring the patterns of perfection for the new Earth into tangible manifestation. As you listen to this program today, know that you're joining in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world who are listening to this online broadcast with us. And together, through our collective consciousness, we're co-creating a chalice of light that will serve as an open door through which the light of God will flow to bless humanity and all life on this sweet earth. We're functioning in the eternal moment of now. So whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to the program through our archives on-demand service, your magnificent light is being woven into this unified chalice. Your love and all of your sacred gifts are expanding through this force field of light by your I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, you will bless humanity and all life, and we're going to work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life and on the planet. So now, as we begin this special time together today, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing from the heart of God into your heart flame. And through your heart flame, expanding out into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that if the love of God lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. The enlightening information we're going to explore today is being given to humanity by the beings of light in the realms of truth. And the divine intent of these celestial sharings is to give each of us greater clarity and understanding as we progress through this wondrous but often challenging time on Earth. So remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So open your heart and mind and be here now. Since the birth of the new Earth, the energy, vibration, and consciousness of humanity is being raised moment by moment by our I Am presence. This phenomenon has the wonderful effect of allowing people to tap into the patterns of perfection for the fifth dimensional new Earth. These patterns, which are now flowing into the mental and emotional strata of the planet. These patterns clearly demonstrate the oneness of all life and the divine truth that all life is interconnected, interrelated, and interdependent. When this truth resonates in the heart and mind of a person, he or she knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that as sons and daughters of God, we are one with all life, and there is no such thing as us and them. The patterns of perfection for the new earth reflect only divine love, oneness, and reverence for life. But in order for these patterns to manifest in the physical plane, everything that conflicts with those patterns must be pushed to the surface and transmuted back into life. This means that all of the things that are causing people's pain and suffering are being pushed to the surface in our individual lives as well as our collective lives as the family of humanity. This is what we're witnessing when we turn on the news in the evening. These things are not coming up at such an accelerated pace to cause us more pain and suffering or to take us down the tubes. They're being pushed to the surface because we must transmute them back into light in order for the new earth, which is that reflection of divine love, to become a tangible reality in the physical world of form. One of the greatest needs of the hour is for humanity to heal the fear-based polarization that is causing so much of the pain and suffering all over the world. Then we need to magnetize the patterns of perfection for the new earth through our heart planes and project them into the physical plane. That will clear the way for the necessary shift of consciousness that will help to awaken even the most recalcitrant souls. Today we're going to participate in some of the activities of light that the Company of Heaven have given to us to help us accomplish this facet of the unfolding divine plan. We have begun our ascension into the fifth dimensional realms of the new earth, and this is happening moment by moment at this very time. Now we need to transmute the negativity that is surfacing by invoking the new fifth dimensional frequencies of the crystalline solar violet flame. Once we blaze this exquisite violet flame through all of the human miscreations that are being pushed to the surface, we need to focus our attention on what we want to co-create on the planet and fill those spaces where the negativity used to exist with the patterns of love and reverence for life from the new earth. It's important for us to focus on what we want to manifest, not the old negativity that's being pushed to the surface to be transmuted. Our time is at hand. This is our moment. This is what we have been preparing to do for eons of time. Remember, separation and duality are an illusion. We are one with all life, and now it's time for us to manifest those patterns tangibly in our everyday life experience. Because of the intensity of the challenges humanity is going through, the Company of Heaven is asking awakened lightworkers around the world to join forces with them to help in these efforts to quickly transmute the patterns of separation and duality that are being pushed to the surface. Many of the people existing on this planet are so buried in their own painful life experiences that they haven't been able to get their head above the mud puddle of their painful life experiences effectively enough to even know that they have an I Am presence or that they have the ability to invoke the violet flame and transmute the painful situations in their lives. So let's fulfill the Company of Heaven's request. Let's join with the Company of Heaven, invoking that light together now, and assist our fellow light workers in transmuting the surfacing negativity on behalf of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity. So now, let's go within and ask our I Am presence to join with the I Am presence of every light worker around the world that is joining with us in consciousness for this activity of light. Together we will weave our radiant light into this divine mission and offer to serve as surrogates on behalf of our sisters and brothers in the family of humanity that aren't awake enough to invoke this light on their own behalf. We will release the residue of the behavior patterns involving separation and duality and transmute them back into light. These patterns no longer serve our highest good or our learning experiences. And then we will pave the way for an unprecedented shift of consciousness within ourselves and all of humanity, which will result in the remembrance of our oneness with all life. During this unprecedented time on Earth, it is vital that every day we deliberately use our thoughts, feelings, words, actions, memories, and beliefs to add to the light of the world. We have all been training for lifetimes to do this. Let's ensure the transformation of inner conditions for humanity and the Earth as we center in unity consciousness and join our collective spiritual ability to empower each of us to accomplish this divine plan. Ask your I Am Presence for guidance and listen to your heart. Trust yourself. You are powerful beyond your knowing. So now, in one-pointed consciousness, centered in unity with the mighty I Am Presence of all humanity and the entire company of heaven, we begin. Please sit comfortably in your chair with your arms and legs uncrossed and your spine as straight as possible. Breathe in deeply, and as you exhale, let all of the stress and tension of the day just drop away. Breathe in deeply again. And as you exhale, feel yourself expanding and expanding through your I Am Presence until your I Am Presence envelops the entire planet Earth. See the planet Earth and all life evolving upon her, pulsating now within the divinity of your own heart flame. As you cradle the Earth within the divinity of your heart, we begin as one voice, one heartbeat, one breath, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love. I am my I Am Presence, and I am one with the I Am Presence of all humanity. Collectively now, in one-pointed consciousness, we invoke the entire company of heaven to join with us in transmuting the surfacing patterns of separation and duality that were associated with the old Earth that no longer are part of the patterns of perfection for the new Earth and her frequencies of divine love. Transform this discordant energy from the past into patterns of oneness, reverence for life, and divine love, the patterns of perfection that are associated with the new Earth. Now, we invoke the violet flame. Through the power of God, I am. I invoke the legions of light throughout infinity who are associated with the new fifth dimensional frequencies of the crystalline solar violet flame. On behalf of myself and all humanity, I am now blazing this sacred violet flame with the power and might of a thousand suns through every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on Earth that is vibrating at a frequency less than the patterns of perfection for the new Earth. I invoke the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth to blaze these frequencies of the new fifth-dimensional crystalline solar violet flame in, through, and around every electron that makes up the atoms of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. Hold this frequency of the violet flame sustained and double it each hour, daily and hourly, moment by moment, until these earthly vehicles are fully assimilated into the perfection of our fifth-dimensional crystalline solar light bodies, the perfect vehicles existing on the new Earth. Expand and intensify, daily and hourly, the mightiest action of this powerful violet flame. Blaze this sacred fire with the power and might of a thousand suns through all nations, all races, all cultures, all creeds, and all religions in every country of the world. Blaze the violet flame through every person's home, their place of occupation, and their overall environment, until the perfection of the new Earth is tangibly manifest in their everyday life experiences. Expand, expand, and expand, and intensify daily and hourly the mightiest action of the fifth-dimensional crystalline solar violet flame. Blaze this light with the power and might of a thousand suns in, through, and around the cause and core of the creative centers of all doubt and fear in the earth, on the earth, and in the atmosphere surrounding the earth. Transform these creative centers into expressions of God confidence, trust, hope, and inner knowing. Expand, expand, and expand this violet fire, purifying and transmuting every electron of energy in, through, and around the landed surface, the waters, and the peoples of every country on planet Earth. Every province, every state, city, town, and hamlet evolving on this planet. Establish a mighty focus of the fifth-dimensional crystalline solar violet flame in the etheric realms over each one of these locations, and intensify this purifying activity of light daily and hourly with every breath we take. In the name of love, wisdom, power, and authority of the beloved victorious presence of God, I am blazing in every heart. I speak directly to the heart of the fifth-dimensional crystalline solar violet flame. Beloved sacred fire, enfold me in the purifying, forgiving, healing substance of your divine light, which causes the consciousness and feeling of divine love, reverence for life, oneness, and eternal freedom to flow through me constantly to bless, awaken, and lift the consciousness of all life. Let this purifying essence saturate the atmosphere wherever I live, move, breathe, and have my being. I ask that this activity of light also expand through the lives of every human being evolving on this planet, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment. Intensify this activity of light so that its miracle-working presence will give tangible proof of the fifth dimensional crystalline solar violet fire for every human being. Beloved violet flame, direct legions of your violet fire angels to blaze this flame of forgiveness and freedom into the heart of every evolving soul, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment at this time, so that we will all learn to use our light to the fullest in our service to life and the cause of our new planetary expression of divine love and the renaissance of divine love that has been newly birthed through the frequencies of the new earth as we tangibly manifest these patterns in the physical world of form. Beloved victorious violet fire of freedom's love, I love you. And I do now most earnestly and sincerely call you into dynamic action. Perpetually blaze your transmuting flame into the beings and worlds of every man, woman, and child on earth. Enable each one to know that your healing presence will always bring happiness and release from anything that is not of the light. Enfold every person in the power of your light and transmute all imperfection in their lives in divine order with divine love. Allow each person to understand and fully accept and know that the new fifth dimensional crystalline solar violet flame will be the predominant influence on the earth throughout the next 2,000-year cycle in the dawning age of Aquarius. And so it is, beloved, I am. Now, with that full inner knowing, I ask my I Am presence in the entire company of heaven to guide me and awakening humanity carefully, step by step, through this process, so that we will be the most effective instruments of God we are capable of being through this unique opportunity. Together, we are changing the world. During this cosmic moment, allow us now to fill all of the spaces where the old patterns of separation and duality used to exist with the new patterns of perfection for the new earth, the patterns of divine love, reverence for life, and oneness. During this cosmic moment, allow my thoughts and feelings and those of awakening humanity to be filled with an alertness and enthusiasm and a divine intelligence that is forever open and pliable to these new patterns of love. Do not allow our thinking to become stagnant or obsolete. The changes that are now taking place are leading all of us through deep and previously unknown possibilities within our hearts and minds as co-creators manifesting the perfection of the new earth. Our hearts and minds are now instruments of continual advancement and spiritual development, manifesting through the creative faculties of thought and feeling the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Through our I Am presence, we stay focused on the present and celebrate with every breath, thought, feeling, word, and action, the patterns of the new earth. We live these visions and empower them with divine love and deep reverence for life. From the consciousness of our I Am presence, we live each moment through these patterns of love associated with the new earth. and we become and know that the new earth will fulfill our desires and our patterns of love. Through our visions and spiritual desires in the present, we will co-create the new earth and release all of the shadows of the past old earth. Our desires and visions of the new earth are now bringing astounding results. With courage and faith, we are fulfilling this great destiny. Our divine purpose is our every thought, word, and deed manifesting love on the new earth. We have embarked on a new day on this precious planet. And together we are co-creating heaven on earth. Stay focused in the light and be here now. I am now the open door for the patterns of perfection for the new earth. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of all humanity. I invoke the solar logos from suns beyond suns and the entire company of heaven to join with me now in greatly empowering through the light of 1,000 suns the momentum and patterns of perfection for the new earth. I invoke my omniscient, omnipresent, omnipotent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. I invoke the aspects of my Father, Mother, God from the great, great central sun, the solar logos, El and Allah. I invoke the aspects of my Father, Mother, God from the great central sun, the solar logos, Eloah and Eloah. I invoke the aspects of my Father, Mother, God from the central sun, the solar logos, Alpha and Omega. I invoke the aspects of my Father, Mother, God from the physical sun, the solar logos, Helios and Vesta. I invoke the silent watchers over every location on the planet, the mighty guardians and cosmic beings of light from the realms of illumined truth who are assisting humanity at this time to tangibly establish the patterns of perfection for the new earth in the world of form. I invoke the balanced frequencies of my Father, Mother, God's fifth-dimensional crystalline solar violet flame. I invoke the I Am presence of each member of my family, my friends, and the entire family of humanity. And I ask each person's I Am presence to assimilate these gifts from on high that I will invoke in perfect alignment with each person's divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. And I begin as a collective consciousness with the I Am presence of all humanity. I am now manifesting the infinite flow of God's abundance, opulence, financial freedom, and the God's supply of all good things, now made manifest in the physical plane of Earth. I am now manifesting eternal youth, vibrant health, radiant beauty, and flawless form through the earthly bodies of all humanity. I am now manifesting perfect health habits, perfect eating and drinking habits, perfect exercise, work, relaxation and recreation habits, and perfect spiritual devotion, manifestation, and contemplation habits. I am now manifesting divine family life, loving relationships, adoration, divine love, divine sexuality, true understanding, clear and effective communication, open heart sharing, oneness, and the unification of the family of humanity. I am now manifesting the patterns for the new earth associated with divine government, eternal peace, harmony, balance, divine love, reverence for all life, and eternal oneness. I am now manifesting the patterns for the new earth that reflect self-empowerment, success, fulfillment, divine purpose, a rewarding career, self-esteem, spiritual development, enlightenment, divine consciousness, and clear and truthful perception. I am now manifesting the patterns for the new earth, reflecting open heart and mind, telepathic communication with the company of heaven, as well as the angelic and elemental kingdoms. I am now manifesting the patterns for the new earth associated with creativity through music, singing, sound, toning, dance, movement, art, and education. I am now manifesting the patterns for the new earth associated with creativity through music, singing, sound, toning, dance, laughter, joy, playfulness, fun, self-expression, elation, enthusiasm, bliss, ecstasy, wonder, and awe. I'm now manifesting the patterns for the new earth that reflect heaven on earth, a planetary cause of divine love, and a newly birthed renaissance of divine love. I am my I Am presence, and I accept and know that these patterns of perfection for the new earth are manifesting through me daily and hourly with every thought, word, action, feeling, belief, and breath I take. I also accept and know that my Father, Mother, God's fifth dimensional crystalline solar violet flame is instantly transmuting any thought, word, action, feeling, or belief I express that might block or prevent these patterns of perfection from manifesting tangibly in my everyday life experience. In deep humility, divine love, and gratitude, I decree, it is done and so it is. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Beloved, I am. Now, I seal these patterns of perfection for the new earth in through and around every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on earth with the full divine momentum of the ascension flame. And I participate now in the activity of life that has been given to me and all humanity that will raise the consciousness of the masses from separation to oneness. I am my I Am presence, and I am one with the I Am presence of every person on earth. As one breath, one heartbeat, one voice, and one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we invoke our Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven to assist us now in raising the consciousness of every person on earth in perfect alignment with his or her divine plan and the highest good for all concerned. Beloved Father, Mother, God, to the collective I Am presence, we ask that you expand your flame of transfiguring divine love, which is pulsating within the divinity of every person's heart flame. Create from this sacred fire a heart of love. Now allow this heart of love to expand and expand through each person's heart flame until it envelops the entire planet Earth. Now the legions of light from every ascended level of being project their love into the divine matrix of our Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. This divine matrix is the body of God, within which every particle of life throughout the whole of creation lives, moves, breathes, and has its being. This unprecedented influx of divine love from every ascended level of being throughout creation now flows through our Father, Mother, God's divine matrix and floods the earth, blessing every man, woman, and child on this planet. As this gift of divine love bathes the earth, every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life on earth is lifted into a higher order of being. The light of God now flows into the mental body and conscious mind, the subconscious mind and the superconscious mind, and the physical brain structure of every person evolving on this planet, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment. This gift of light from our Father, Mother, God now balances the right and left brain hemispheres within each person's brain and activates their spiritual brain center. Through this activity of light, each person's pituitary, pineal, and hypothalamus glands and the ganglionic centers at the base of their brain are restored to their full divine potential. Utilizing this powerful gift of light, each person's I Am presence now recalibrates the circuitry within their physical brain structure, enabling them to withstand the higher frequencies of divine consciousness than ever before. This activity of light heals the fragmented circuitry that has prevented humanity from communicating with their I Am presence and the company of heaven since our fall from grace eons ago. The I Am presence within each person's heart flame now creates the sacred space that enables that person to open their fifth dimensional crown chakra of enlightenment to full breath. This allows each person to now communicate with his or her I Am presence and with the company of heaven in ways they have not experienced since prior to the fall. This communication takes place conscious level through open heart and mind telepathic communication, while each person is reaching ever higher into Christ consciousness. As I hold the focus of my attention on the light of God that is flowing through every person's physical brain structure, I clearly see humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies being flooded with the resplendent light of God. This multidimensional, multifaceted, free-flowing, fifth-dimensional crystalline solar light is expanding into every cell of humanity's earthly bodies, allowing their I Am presence to integrate at an atomic cellular level, transforming the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional body of each one into the fifth-dimensional, crystalline, solar-like bodies. This activity of light is lifting the mental, crystalline, fifth-dimensional, solar-like body, the etheric, fifth-dimensional, crystalline, solar-like body, the emotional, fifth-dimensional, crystalline, solar light body, and the physical, fifth-dimensional, crystalline, solar light body of every person into the highest frequency of vibration that cosmic laws allow in alignment to his or her divine plan and highest good. Now, all is in readiness. Through each person's I Am presence, his or her God self is integrating, and every person on earth will participate in this activity of light at both inner and outer levels, which will raise the consciousness of the masses and assist every recalcitrant soul, every soul that is resisting their transformation into their solar light bodies, to shift from a consciousness of separation into a consciousness of oneness and reverence for all life. Now, collectively, as one heartbeat, one voice, one breath, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, the collective I Am presence of every person now affirms, I am loving all life free. Experience this activity of light individually, but know that collectively we are one, serving as surrogates on behalf of all humanity for the God victorious victory of this shift of consciousness from oneness and reverence for life into the patterns of the new earth. I continue to breathe rhythmically and deeply. The legions of light throughout infinity are with me now as I greet this sacred moment from within the peace of my I Am presence and my solar light body. I am one with all life, and I now realize that I am one with all humanity. Together we are standing forth as the collective, fifth-dimensional, crystalline, solar I Am presence on Earth. I now reach up into the infinity of my own divine consciousness. As I am lifted up, all of humanity is lifted up with me. In this frequency of divine consciousness, I am one. And my divine consciousness humanity's divine consciousness becomes one with God's will. Humanity's divine consciousness through this activity of light is now reclaimed on planet Earth. Humanity's divine consciousness reveals the profound truth that we are one. This higher consciousness pulsates with divine love and reverence for all life. Within the embrace of divine consciousness, humanity is now experiencing an endless ocean of light that flows from suns beyond suns beyond suns. And each person knows through his or her I Am presence, I am that I am. I am the open door for this celestial ocean of light. I am the light of the world, and my time for higher service to humanity and all life is at hand. Now the cosmic ocean of light intensifies, flowing unimpeded through humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. As each person assimilates this gift from on high, they release into the light all thoughts and feelings, all words, actions, beliefs, and memories that are based in a consciousness of separation or duality. The I Am presence of each person now affirms, all that I am, all of the God perfection that flows into my crown chakra of enlightenment is now manifesting through me on the new earth. I am at peace on the new earth. I am resting in supreme God confidence. I am opening the fifth dimensional stargate of my heart to full breath. I am one with my Father, Mother, God, and the powers of light throughout the universe. And I am ready and able now, through this new level of divine consciousness, through my I Am presence, to love all life free. Instantaneously, I see the truth of every person on earth. I see every recalcitrant soul as a precious child of God, no matter how far their behavior patterns or their life experiences may be from reflecting that truth. I perceive all of their human miscreations and their unbalanced energies as innocent primordial light, now entering my awareness to be transmuted back into light and loved free. I happily greet my wayward sisters and brothers in the family of humanity and all of their unbalanced energy, the same way my Father, Mother, God would greet them. I greet them with love from within the embrace of peace, detachment, God confidence, and supreme authority. Within the invincible force field of God's infinite love, I take these fallen souls into my being, and I hold them in my fifth dimensional solar light arms of light as I would an injured child. They cannot overwhelm me or control me in any way, nor do I need to fear them or shun them. I simply hold them and love them until they surrender to the love of God that is flowing through my heart flame into every fiber of they now desire on their own to rejoin the kingdom of heaven, which is pulsating within the divinity of my heart flame. As these precious souls surrender to the light, their consciousness is raised, and they begin to remember that they are beloved sons and daughters of God. With this sacred knowledge, they once again find their proper place in the universe. In perfect divine order, they are set free to live and co-create the patterns of love and oneness on the new earth. Now this activity of light expands and expands, and I affirm to all life everywhere, precious children of God, come unto me and be raised up into the light and love of our Father, Mother God. Precious children of God, come unto me and be raised up into the light and love of our Father, Mother God. Precious children of God, come unto me and be raised up into the light and love of our Father, Mother God. As an instrument of God, I am now accepting these precious souls and their unascended energies into my fifth dimensional solar heart flame, as would my Father, Mother God, so that I can love them free. I am in holy communion with my Father, Mother God, and as my recalcitrant sisters and brothers enter my heart flame, they are all lifted up into holy communion with my Father, Mother God. Now, rather than feeling rejected and thus perpetuating their negative behavior pattern, my sisters and brothers feel accepted and loved as the innate children of God they are. They voluntarily release themselves into the light, and they become one with all of the great force fields and momentums of divine light throughout the whole of creation. I rejoice that recalcitrant souls and their unascended energies are now finding their way home through me, and I release myself into the peace of knowing my I Am presence is handling all imperfection perfectly. My I Am presence is handling all imperfection perfectly. My I Am presence is handling all imperfection perfectly. Father, Mother, God, from your glorious heart I came into being, and into your loving heart one day, when my service here on earth is through, I shall return. I thank you for the privilege of having life, and for my physical embodiment during this sacred time, when divine love and the patterns of perfection for the new earth are being established on this blessed planet. In deep humility, I offer you the cup of my consciousness as a holy grail through which the light of creation will flow to fulfill the divine plan for the new earth. Beloved Father, Mother God, from this moment forth, with every breath I take, empower me with the ability to radiate the love of my I Am presence to all life evolving on this planet. And so it is, beloved, I Am. I now return my consciousness to the room, becoming aware of my physical body. I lift my consciousness to the new frequencies of my I Am presence as I integrate my solar-like bodies at a cellular level, preparing now to expand this light in the world of form with every breath I take from this moment forth. And so it is. Precious Heart, stay focused in this light, knowing that the light of God is manifesting through you now the patterns of perfection for the new earth. Please join with me again next week as we continue to expand the light of God and the patterns of perfection for the new earth in the everyday lives of humanity. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.